Hi, welcome. Who do we have online?
Bill Diskin?
Hey, Bill. All right, just Bill. Okay, welcome to the Sandpoint City Council meeting, special meeting of June 24th, 2025. This meeting will be called to order at 7:06 p.m. Roll call, please, Jade.
Mayor Smith?
Here.
Austin Root?
Here.
Danny Gunderson?
Here.
Amy Eubank? Hunter Wayne? Jack is absent, excuse. Marie Gunderson?
Here.
Billy Dushkin, Jr.
Here.
All right, I have a quorum. Okay, the first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, I entertain a motion to adopt the June 24th, 2025 agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the June 24th, 2025 agenda as written.
Expect the executive.
I'll second.
We'll remove the executive session now, with the exception of the executive session, the agenda.
Motion by Austin, and a second by Bill. No further comment. Roll call, please, Jade.
Risa?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Not seeing
the agenda. Yes.
Okay. Welcome, Amy. Problem? Okay, we'll move on to the next item, which is public comments on agenda items. Are there any public comments on agenda items at this time? All right, hearing none. Oh, wait, we do have one.
I do. And all the same entities that came so far, they're all passed.
utilize the firm that the Painters Association retains and have them look into this whole situation. There's so much information that the Board of Fish is ignoring that could help manage the biological management of the fisheries. Right now, it's a politic oriented. But they could do away with Board of Fish and it wouldn't do any harm. Let the biologists do their job. But right now, they can't do their job because the Board of Fish would tell them how to do it. Not using biology. They're blaming that they can't tell the difference of a chubbuck on the north side of the peninsula and the AYK. And they're ignoring that information. University of Washington can't tell the difference. They can tell the difference. I take the target off Warbach and put it where it's supposed to be in Crystal Bay. Crystal Bay is, you know, keeping them busy looking at us instead of at them. So, comment as you might. We have a couple of minutes left. Your budget.
I got to
share with
everybody else, but they didn't do a fun. Right, thanks. Okay. No further
comments? I have a comment to what you were saying about the travel lift. So it's like a unique engine. It's for a certain application, so you can't just take one part over another engine. But I think our best bet would just be that extra part. It's really something we need, like a whole engine. If we just had all these spare parts on hand, I think that's all. That would solve the problem. I don't think we need a whole engine. There's only certain parts that are going to go out on it. Being that it's just a four-cylinder John Deere,
I have to trade on this. So tell me what parts.
Well, that's what I mean. All right, hey, extra parts.
All right. On hand. Yeah. Thank
so that would be.
Thank you, guys. The public comments are on the end. Two agenda items. So just remind you of that. But thank you, though, for your. But it is about the money, though, like you said, money inside or something, but we'll have
to look into that. Yeah, we'll about an hour of change.
Yeah, we'll look into that. All right, thank you. Okay, we'll move along to our next item of business. It would be a public hearing. So at this time, we'll open the floor for a public hearing on Ordinance 2025-01, the ordinance of the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, adopting the operating budget for fiscal year 2026. All right, hearing no comments, we'll close the floor. The hearing at this time, move on to our next order of business ordinances and resolutions. And the first is Ordinance 2025-01, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, adopting the operating budget for fiscal year 2026 for its third reading. Time, do we have a motion to put Ordinance 2025-01 on the floor for its third reading?
Motion to put Ordinance 2025-01 on the floor for third reading.
I have a motion by Amy. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Maritza. I'll hand the floor to Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. We discussed this earlier in a workshop today and two other meetings prior to tonight. I went ahead and I tasked out a new ordinance with a new total on it after I did the corrections that you asked me to Old Plymouth under facility. I added back in the slides, and I based these off of where we were in March of, or in February of 2025. So we were close to 5,000 at that time for supplies, tools, and utilities, 15,000, and repairs and maintenance, 15,000, for a total of 37,000. So I added that back into the old clinic. Again, that's for the building. Where the pizza shop is, and I didn't do any other corrections to the new clinic that we talked about earlier. So the total is on the front, the ordinance page 2025-01. The total of after all the revenues and expenditures, there's a total of almost about $99,500 left in the account. Of course, again, we will take a look at this in January or sooner if our report is by that. So with that, I recommend passage of ordinance 2025, the FY26 budget, that we gave it a pretty thorough look and estimated costs, and I might recommend that we pass this.
All right, thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie at this time?
I have a comment for the future. Can we review the budget bill before we down for the first reading today, just so we're ahead of the game, I guess? And then also, I would say that we should rename the old clinic so it's not confused in the future with hires and whatnot, too.
Thank you, Rita. Any other comments? All right, seeing none. Roll call, please, Jane.
Nobody made a motion to adopt yet.
Oh, you didn't have to vote it onto the floor. Okay. All right.
I'll make a motion to
adopt. So at this time, we have a motion to adopt Ordinance 2025-01. Ordinance of the City of Sandpoint. Operating budget for fiscal year 2026. Motion to adopt.
Make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2025-01, Ordinance of the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, adopting the operating budget for fiscal year 2026.
All right, have a motion by Austin. Do we have a second?
All second.
Janie, for the comment, roll call, please, Jay.
Is that with the amendment correction?
Oh,
the original
bracket. Okay. I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2025-01 with the corrections as presented by the administrator.
All right. We have a motion by Austin with corrections.
Any second?
Oh, Janie. All right. At this time, roll call, please, Janie.
Janie?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Still there, Bill? I had trouble with the mute button earlier.
I'll go back to this one, yeah. Marisa?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy, are you on there?
All right. Motion carries. All right, we'll move along. Next item of business would be the Ordinance 2025-02, an ordinance City of Sandpoint submitting to the qualified voters of the City of Sandpoint a ballot proposition amending Chapter 6, Taxation of Sandpoint Municipal Code, levy and alcohol beverage sales tax of
to be decided
percent, and to provide an approval by a majority of qualified voters voting on the question. So do we have a motion? No. Yeah.
In the future, I'll put that under new business since it wasn't just a draft and not being part of the first.
We need a motion to put it on the floor then?
No.
Okay. For discussion. Ordinance that is for discussion. Debbie?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The council, as directed by you at your last meeting, I did some research and worked with an attorney to draft an ordinance to levy an alcohol alcohol beverage sales tax in the city of Sandpoint. This is, of course, like we just said, is for discussion purposes only. There's time to introduce and hold a public hearing still of this ordinance if you desire to get on the municipal or the municipal election ballot this fall. I could not calculate possible scenarios for you from our sales tax because the alcohol portion is not singled out. So what I did is got a chart, which is included in your packet, of several communities, some similar size, which show what they're charging for their tax rate for alcohol, also their sales taxes, and the estimated or reported alcohol tax revenue in recent years, actually this year, 2025, or reported January 2025. So just as an example, I'm sure you read through the ordinance, and what I'm seeking for you tonight from you is if you thought about a percentage that you might want to move forward with, if you want to move forward. That's all I have.
I'm scared of questions. All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie or to the audience?
Can I make a request that we look into seeing if it's seasonal rather than everything? And could you look to see if maybe tobacco as well is going on with Harwood, I guess?
Okay. Thanks, Marita. Awesome.
So I would, for this conversation, like to propose that we do maybe a 3% alcohol tax. We don't have the percentage decided, but I'd like to propose that we do a 3% alcohol tax. I personally am in favor of keeping it year-round, and I would like to have a proposition before the public notice that this would be used to pay for EMS and emergency services specifically. I think we all know that alcohol has an effect on our public services and our community in a way where it increases the costs, whether it's our police officers doing courtesy rides or emergency medical services on alcohol abuse. We know that it does create specific costs for our community, and an alcohol tax would help offset some of those costs, and that this is not meant be something that would deter people from buying alcohol, but help us to raise revenue to help pay for alcohol impact. I don't have specific for discussion purposes about tobacco. I know what you're saying, like general sin taxes and stuff like that. I thought about that too. And just my thought about that is, you know, tobacco doesn't have as much, while it has a very negative impact on the health of people, obviously we all know that, it doesn't really create too much of an expense for our city directly. Like, we don't really have to respond to too much in terms of medical problems based upon cigarettes. That would be, like, long-term illnesses and stuff like that. So that's why, for me, I want to propose an alcohol tax, because we do pay a lot of money based upon the impact of alcohol. So not that I would be opposed to tobacco, but that's why I thought alcohol would be directly correlated to our expenses more so than tobacco.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Any other comments? All right. So this time, I guess we would need direction to put this on the next agenda. For this staff.
First street. Are we going to be ready, though, some of the ones that look into seasonal nature? Like,
you can do that pretty quickly and send an email if you want.
Okay, so why don't we request that? And how does everyone feel about 3% tax? Is that good with everybody?
Good about the 3%. I don't feel good about the seasonal.
And we can discuss that.
Yeah. Yeah. 3% works for me.
So we'll find out if it can be seasonal as well, so we can have that discussion.
Other think it should be on the agenda for this discussion. Next meeting.
Then I can find an issue with the timeline if you wanted to send the ballot measure.
Okay.
But I'll double check on that.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Has to be Sunday something day is
okay.
Prior to. Okay.
Thanks, Marisa. Any other comments?
I guess it's a question about can we have a discussion outside of City Council about, like, if we wanted it to be seasonal or full year-round? There's not really a mechanism for us to discuss that, is there?
Not as a whole.
Yeah.
Okay. Individual. Less than three.
We're not doing the phone polls anymore. No.
Uh-huh. We have to be here or...
Another workshop? Can I amend this to the ordinance? For first reading, when you do first reading, they can amend it. Mm-hmm. Not tobacco and
or
whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Just so it's not a major amendment. Right. You definitely don't want to add something like that for second reading. You definitely want to be bring your what you're trying to adopt for your second.
Okay.
So we'll bring it for the first reading, and then we can make some minor adjustments on like if whether it's seasonal or not, and then have that finalized for second reading.
No further discussion. Bill, are you still there?
Yep, still here. You guys got me now?
There it is. Okay. Making sure.
Got my fingers dry this time. Can't hit the unmute button with oily fingers for some reason.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of business. It would be resolution 2502, a resolution of the City of Sandpoint amending the city personnel policies and procedures to update Section 5-A, Salary Administration, Number 6, COLA, Cost of Living Adjustment. That'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As directed by Council, we drafted a resolution regarding what the mayor just talked about, amending the cost of living and the personnel policy to strike the new reading down here, right? We're striking 1.3%, which just leaves it open for you to decide when you decide on a COLA, whether or not you're going to pay COLA. Want me to read that, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the City of Sandpoint, number one, the City of Sandpoint personnel policies and procedures manual is amended to read new language in underline, deletions are struck through. Number six, if budgeted and approved each year by the City Council, all permanent, non-contractual employees who have completed their probationary period will receive a COLA pay increase effective July 1st, percentage to be determined. Permanent non-contractual employees hired before July 1st who have not completed their probationary period will receive a COLA increase on completion of the probationary period. Permanent non-contractual employees hired after July 1st are not eligible for COLA pay increase in the fiscal year in which they were hired.
Right. Thank you, Debbie. I guess in layman's terms, the percentage will be flexible and not just that 3%. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, I guess we have a motion to adopt Resolution 2502, the resolution of City Sandpoint, amending the personnel policy.
Can I make a direction?
Sure.
Can I request that we move this to the next meeting and to reflect on possibly adding where people or employees that get the COLA have to work where the city at that point were here, I guess, so correct wording, and then also change policy itself, reflect on that too. Just for the law.
Table this till the next.
The direction given to bring it back. To
yeah, bring it back. With,
yeah. So no action taken.
All right. So we'll move this to the next meeting. No action was taken. Okay, we'll move on to the next item of business, the old business. And there's one item, the cost of living adjustment. And I will hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. In your packet, there's a memorandum. Oh, this is the wrong one. Regarding paying a 3% COLA to hourly employees and salaried employees. There's also included in the packet a chart that shows the positions and what the increase would be for each of those positions based on their hourly or salary rate for a total of $34,609.85.
Right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments?
I mean, there's no action as well until we get the adjustments in personnel policy and then vote on that next meeting.
So we'll also move this to the next meeting then. All agreed? Okay. Go on that. Okay. Directions given to move this to the next meeting also. Okay. We'll go on to the next item. So this would be new business. There's one item there also. Where is that one more? But the information. Technology services. New tech agreement. Hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In your packet's also a memorandum and a couple of bids from in response to a RFP that we posted for IT services, basically for health desk services. We received numerous inquiries about the RFP. However, we only received two bids. One was from Enter Networks, Inc., which is in your packet, and is the second from Mile High Computing, LLC, is also attached. Staff recommends that the City of San Francisco work with Mile High Computing, LLC, because of their experience in rural Alaska, positive reviews, and they're affordable.
Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments, Debbie? Do we have a selection of two? Oh, what?
Go with my old hire.
Do we, is this for when we, and so I know we looked through this, this would be a year-long contract, correct? Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept the RFP with the bid from Mile High. That name, sorry. This other vendor gets huge. Yeah, Mile High Computing LLC for tech services for the standpoint.
I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion by Austin and a second by Amy to accept the Mile High Computing LLC. Our next item. No further comments? Roll call, please, Chad.
Billy?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay. Our business at this time, we have any public comments? Thanks for your comments earlier, though.
I
all of them. We'll have scheduled stuff. Yeah. Okay, no problem.
I've been preaching this for 2 years or 3 years now.
Don't remind us how long it's
been. I cannot hear you, and I can't hear any of you. I don't know, I forgot my hearing.
You?
What? I mean, you got to get a speaker system. I have to hear the button. And every single one of you out there, every single one of you are soft-spoken. I have to have a disturber. And Jesus is deaf as I am. Get a speaker system.
We'll try to have that for the next meeting. If we have a month, we can get that. Will it tie into the phone, by chance?
Nothing.
Go high tech?
No.
Austin, help us with that? Okay. All right. Thanks for the reminder.
I also want to congrats the bill of chipping and picking up the elders. That really improves the visibility of the community at the current time. So, I think they're doing a good job. Probably
mean
somebody would have worked behind
us,
but outside of that,
they're
doing a good job.
All right, thank you, Dick. Okay, if there's no further comment.
We also have a volunteer in the community who's trying to pick up bottles and cans. We do pick up that ball.
That's good.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the next item, would be council comments. Council comments.
I want to make a comment that given the fiscal situation that we're in, we have not a lot of opportunities to cut things without causing hurts, right? And, you know, as we see opportunities arise, if people are retiring or resigning, I think it'd be very wise for us to consider putting as limited hiring as we can, and we need to examine the kind of services that we provide as a city and see what we can provide with the budget that we have, and if there's certain services that need to maybe be downsized a little bit in order to make sure that we have the staffing for them. You know, we got to prioritize certain things, obviously, with the harbor and a lot of the other stuff. But, you know, if it's hard to man the dump, and we have the dump open for a couple days a week as opposed to 5 days a week, that might be something that we have to consider. You know, as was brought up, we're not going to see – we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We got to make sure we're not draining all of our money now before the hard times really hit. You know, I know we've seen some hard times, but it could really fall – asking Cove, it could fall through the floor real fast. And so if we see an opportunity to do something unique, we need to be ready to do something that we've never done before.
Great. Thank you, Austin. Any other council comments?
One more comment in.
No further council comments. We can switch back to... Okay. Yeah. Seeing none, I guess. Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
I see you have a job.
Yeah.
That's not for your first job. But please do a good job of choosing somebody at the replacement. Take a look at your equipment. And the employees that run that equipment really make the difference on how long it lasts. Put some effort into it to still go pitching the same person off the street.
All right, thank you. Okay.
Sorry, I don't want to.
Oh, okay. No, we'll get it. Go ahead, Austin.
Can we do the beautification ordinance sometime soon for the connexes?
Oh.
We're going to address that.
We were supposed to. Yeah.
Can we have a discussion at the, have on the agenda the discussion so I can provide you with some of what other communities are doing so
yeah.
we know we can bring back numbers?
Any forward progress is good.
Okay.
We'll just
have that.
We won't count that as a council comment. We're actually right now looking for agenda items for next meeting. So, nice call. You're way ahead of the game.
I have comments. I just maybe I should have asked this in the workshop, but we asked for a couple of things and then they got off the agenda originally. What is that kind of about?
Well, the one we weren't really prepared for.
Okay.
Not notified to everyone, especially the one that was going to be. Possibly.
Okay.
Is there two?
I thought we had two, but maybe it was just one. I was just wondering, like, I kind of thought that was going to be. And then when I was reading in my packet, it wasn't. I was just wondering why you're moving that. I mean, aren't we the one that does it? Or is that something we're going to put on the next agenda, or am I off?
To
the next, I sent the email.
So the administrator's evaluation, we didn't notify her, even though we all spoke.
Oh.
She didn't know. It was my error. It was our error. And we were already kind of doing some other things. And there was another that we determined so much on the fence that maybe it was administration's job to take care of that evaluation.
And
if there's a trouble with it, we'll, and then after talking to our lawyers, we bring it forth. Okay.
And I don't know how the evaluations work, so this is going to be new to me. So that's kind of why I'm asking those questions. I didn't know if it was something I was supposed to do.
I think we're going to do the monkey questionnaire. We're going to have a questionnaire, I believe. I'm not sure.
Okay, that's all my comments. Nothing bad, just asking questions.
Those were the two.
I think for the next agenda, we should look at the ordinances that the attorneys brought up, the treasurer position, and in that, see how we want to rectify that ordinance. So obviously, it doesn't exist the way it does today, and so we need to fix that. And then I think that something that we've talked about a lot is the workload between the mayor and the administrator. And, looking at the mayor's job description, it's the mayor's job to prepare the budget. I've never seen the mayor prepare a budget. It's always been the administrator. So if that's the way it's going to be, we just need to fairly reflect that. And, so I think that we should look at what the administrator does. We should look at what the mayor does, and then make sure that these are accurately reflecting their roles, and not just have it kind of keep the status quo. But I'd like to have those two ordinances, the mayor position, the city treasurer, as well as the job description for the administrator, examined, make sure that we're giving everyone a fair shake of what they're supposed to be doing.
We could put these on a meeting agenda and then discuss what we either like or don't like about them at that time.
Yeah, because, there's also the position of the city personnel officer, is it what it's called, HR.
Mm-hmm.
You're the city personnel officer, but you can peel off certain things if the council allows for that position, too. So I think looking at that and seeing, do we want to have, are there HR responsibilities that the mayor has that might be better suited for the administrator? Just having a more holistic examination of the roles, responsibilities.
I have given some of that to our administrators, do some with the other. Maybe having that defined in writing would be good because I got pushed back a couple individuals saying they didn't have to listen to who I had appointed to help out. Maybe in writing would help.
Well, writing would really help. And then also because if you look at the ordinance, it says the city council shall adopt mayor's designated personnel officer. And then somewhere in there it says that the mayor can designate someone else to have that officer upon city council approval. I read that somewhere when I was looking through it. So yeah, just looking at it, just make sure, like, it's not wrong for you to do that. You definitely want it in writing, but I think that we just need to make sure that our practice follows our policy. You know, just for everyone's good.
I already had one on there. Changing 3%. We'll do a few. Okay. Is there anything else that's supposed to be on there that we're not remembering? I know. Can I get some resolutions to thank our tribes for all the money that
we got? Didn't we already do?
Oh, we're good.
I have a full one. Drafted.
Yeah, so we'll get that too.
Didn't we get bus and everything? Already done?
We'll invite them even.
Oh, that'd be great.
They might not come, but I think it's too much.
We haven't given them?
I should actually go to their meeting. It could be perfect. We'll do both.
Yeah,
I think it could come. Take pictures by the flag. Anyway. No other. And items for next, we'll go on adjournment. Oh, wait, there's meeting day. That's important. Fingers fishing, and I may be gone on the 8th. Don't know. Really depends on fish, I guess, but pretty sure I'll be in town on the 24th. Austin will be gone for the whole month of everyone else's schedule.
I will be gone on the 24th.
That is not a good day then. Sooner?
I won't be available during any workshops. Probably end of the week.
August?
23rd.
All right. Yeah, we are looking. After the 25th, the fishing could be open every day. Is that just. You could just come in on the.
I could call on 24 as well every day.
I could probably call in too on the 8th.
Call in on the 8th?
Shoot for the 8th then? Get it on the proper day for once?
Why 8th? Right out.
Oh, that was the reason we didn't want to do it. It would be nice to actually have it after the 15th. Because fish. We haven't had a.
Oh, fish tax.
Fish tax reading in a long time to see if we're even close. But. Of report.
The 16th?
16th? Would that be working?
I
can't attend the workshop at all. So. Okay, you can send me. Yeah.
Is
there a time in the, like, we had a workshop at 4 o'clock that you'd be able to attend? Because, you know, there's a few of the workshop and meeting right back to back. So.
I'm sure I have other obligations.
It could fill you in.
July 16th works.
Right. Serious issue, we'll work with it then. So July 16th will be the next meeting date.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Now, nothing else to confirm it. All right, we have a motion to adjourn at 7:50. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Bill. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.